Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. So week four, and you were saying that it's been an okay week.
It's been okay. You know, everything was going along okay. And then Monday morning, I woke up, kind of a sore throat. I went to work and just kind of progressively felt worse and went home. I took a couple of days off work, just, you know, my daughter had it and her son had it, you know, just a kind of little virus from the summer. But I tend to spiral.
Okay.
When
it
I'm
comes
not.
To
well,
health.
When I, yeah, yeah, like that. Not like if I broke my arm. No, I mean, I've never broke my arm, but more like, oh, what if, you know, what if I'm going to be sick for a while? You know, it tends to lead to anxiety.
Gotcha. Okay.
And the other thing is, and I have been doing my acceptance, is it okay if it just doesn't feel right?
Well, okay, let's take a step back. Let's go back to the health, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So nothing leads to anxiety. You have to remember the cause of your experience is your state of being.
Okay.
Now, with that said, if you're unconsciously choosing resistance when it comes to your health, and the way you're unconsciously choosing it is by thinking about your health and instead of accepting through your thinking about your health. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when you're just having a conversation in your head about, oh, my God, I might get sick. What if I get sicker? What if I have to miss right? You're not accepting.
Right.
However, if you accept through the thinking, it sounds something like this. Oh, my God, what if I get sick? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. I would have to be out of work. I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. I hate being sick. I accept I'm experiencing hatred right now. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is accepting through the conversation.
Okay.
That is what changes things. If you just have the conversation, what you're doing is you're unconsciously choosing resistance. So what's happening is, oh, my God, what if I get sick? Fear. Fear starts to manifest. Yeah. What if I have to miss work? Fear. Fear continues to manifest. If I'm sick, I can't take care of this. Anxiety starts to manifest. You see? So you have to remember, nothing creates anxiety. The state of being of anxiety creates more anxiety. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You've always got to go back to the cause, your state of being.
And so even if the state of being is of fear, and you say, I accept that I'm experiencing fear, and it's okay right now.
Right now, yep, it's okay.
Even if you're not believing it in that moment?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But here's the caveat, though.
Okay.
Okay. So people will say exactly what you just said, you know, so I'm saying it, but I don't believe it.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay. I accept I'm experiencing disbelief right now. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see, Jeff, your job is to keep accepting. Your job is not to reconcile how you think or feel.
Okay.
So when you're saying, oh, well, I don't believe it, doesn't feel like I believe it, still doesn't feel good, you're reconciling your feelings, you're not accepting.
Okay.
If you say, I accept I'm experiencing fear right now, it's okay, and the next thought is, no, it's not, I don't like it, then you say, I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now, it's okay.
Yeah.
See, you can't let your thoughts and your feelings stop you. The whole point is to use your thoughts and feelings to identify your current state of being so you can choose acceptance. That's the objective. The objective is not to feel better.
Right.
The objective is not to think better. The objective is to choose acceptance so acceptance can create a better feeling.
Right.
The acceptance will create
the
better thought.
That we want to
exactly.
Do.
Exactly.
Yeah, we want to feel better, so we think better. Yeah, the opposite.
Exactly. But everything comes from your state of being. So any amount of you trying to fix your feelings or your thinking doesn't work, or else you wouldn't be here. Because that's the strategy you've used all your life.
Right, right.
We all have.
Right.
It doesn't work. But as you go through this process and you're learning it, you're going to want to go back to that strategy.
Yeah.
You've got to be really conscious of when you're going back to the strategy of the old ways of thinking. that, which is the state of being is the last thing to change.
Right.
That's not true. You've proven that all your life. That's not true.
Right.
Because
right.
In
We've
this
tried
moment,
the other way.
Yeah, in this moment right now, you could choose to experience happiness or anger. It's that
right.
simple. So
right.
just focus on your state of being. If your state of being in this moment is anger and you want happiness, I accept I'm experiencing anger right now. It's okay. And the next thought might be, but I'm not feeling happy. I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. But when will I be happy? I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I don't give the thoughts any, I don't try to reconcile the content of the thoughts. I just use the thought to tell me what state of being I'm in so I can accept. That's your job.
Now,
yeah.
because I'm kind of analytical and I'm a librarian, I'm a reader, and I tend to, you know, when I get these kind of spirals, if you will, I start, you know, almost ruminating, like, what more can I do? What more, you know,
uh-huh. yeah.
how do I fix this? How do I, you know, is this going to work? You know, that's,
mm-hmm.
that's I'm sure, a big one that you hear.
Yeah, yeah. You accept your state of being.
yeah.
You see, you, when you get into that thinking, what state of being are you choosing unconsciously?
When I'm in that, probably doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety.
Mm-hmm. So if you sit there and continue to have that conversation, what can you expect to experience?
Right.
More doubt, fear, and anxiety. Exactly. Right. You've got to, what we're doing here is breaking the cycle, Lisa.
Okay.
And the cycle is we're breaking the unconscious choosing of our state of being. We're unconsciously using our power to create what we don't want. We're breaking that cycle and consciously using our power to create what we do want.
I also found, like, sometimes doing this feels like I'm shining a light, if you will,
mm-hmm.
on like, it's almost like my go-to would be, oh, just kind of get moving. Go, you know,
mm-hmm.
go do something.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure that's necessarily, I don't know
how
if that
works.
I know.
Distraction?
Distraction. That's
Does that work for you?
Word. And that's so great.
Yeah.
And, well, I should say that sometimes, right? Like anything.
Yeah, but you're not changing anything.
Exactly.
You're not changing the cause. If you're experiencing resistance and you just say, okay, well, I'm just going to go up and go for a walk.
Yeah.
Right? What happens, you know, 3 hours later? You're experiencing more resistance. Every time you experience anger, you're going to go for a walk? It's not feasible. Nothing changes.
Right.
Again, you got to think of it like a scientist thinks of it. The external is the effect.
Mm-hmm.
Any amount of pushing around the effect is not going to change the cause.
Right.
Your state of being is the cause. So a scientist observes the effect to identify with the cause.
Mm-hmm.
They don't push around the effect.
Yeah.
They deal with the cause. So,
so
that's where your
so
attention
I,
has to go. Yeah.
So if I'm doing it, it's not feeling right. Feels
mm-hmm.
a bit robotic at times.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still working?
You have to accept your state of being in that moment. So if you're doing it and you're thinking, oh, this feels robotic, it doesn't. I accept I'm experiencing resistance right now. It's okay. But what if it's not working? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. But, accept.
Yeah.
You believe your thoughts. Awareness, remember what awareness is. Awareness is listening to your thoughts and feelings, not believing them.
Right.
As soon as you believe the
down.
First thought, yeah. As soon as you believe the first thought, what happens? You have
You're off
thought.
To the races.
Exactly. And then, you know, quote unquote, the spiral. But there is no spiral. It's just you choosing resistance over and over again and getting more resistance. You got to own that, Lisa.
Yeah.
You got to own this power that you have, that you're using unconsciously. You've got to own the fact that you can use it consciously from now on.
Yeah.
So the opportunity, and especially week four, this is the week where you've got to accept your ass off.
Yeah.
So if you were to tell me, if I were to ask you, and just be completely honest, what percentage of the day at this stage of the game are you consciously accepting your state of being? Actually, in your head, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now. It's okay. What percentage of the day?
Saying it or actually believing it?
Again, it doesn't matter if you believe it. You have to just, in that moment, you'd have to accept you're experiencing doubt.
I've been
right now,
saying it.
Okay, and what percentage?
I would say a good portion, because I was home for the last few days, a very good portion. In fact, I did go for a walk last night, and I was doing it. When I got home, I did my 30 minutes. I did my 30 minutes this morning. I did my 30 minutes last night, 30 minutes yesterday morning, and throughout the day.
So what percentage? If you were to total all that up, what percentage of the day do you think you're actually accepting your state of being? Being aware and accepting your state of being. What percentage
probably
at this point?
15, probably.
Okay. See, that's perfect. Great. We've got a jumping off point. You've got to get to at least 50, 60 for anything to change.
Okay.
Not for anything to change. Let me take that back. Every moment, every time you say, I accept, I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay. You start to experience acceptance because you've consciously chosen it.
Yeah.
But it's the inconsistency.
Okay.
Where it doesn't feel like you're getting results. So if it's only 15% of the day, think about that. If only 15% of the day you're consciously choosing acceptance, what do you think is happening the other 85% of the day?
Right.
You're probably unconsciously choosing resistance.
So
and
even if
you
I'm
certainly
saying,
are.
even if I'm saying, I accept that I'm experiencing anxiety, and, you know, we all know that doesn't feel great. But we're going to say we are accepting it, but are we really accepting it?
What state of being are you in right now?
Right now, I am in a state of being of promise.
Okay.
Right now.
But when you ask that question, because you've asked it four or five different ways.
Okay.
What state of being are you in? And I've answered
it. Doubt.
You're in need.
Fear. Need. Oh, need. Okay.
Need. I need to know if this is going
this.
To work.
Yes. Yes, yes,
okay.
yes.
All right. That's what you want to address. You don't need the answer to the question. You need to accept need.
Okay.
Because, again, I've answered the question every time you've asked it.
Yeah.
But you can't hear the answer because your state of being is need. You see?
Right.
So the question is the effect of the need, right?
Yeah.
And then I answer the question, and you can't hear the answer because you're still expanding need. You haven't changed the cause.
Gotcha.
So you're doing it even on this call.
Yeah.
Your job is not to get the answer to that question. Your job is to identify the state of being creating at need. I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. But I do need to know if this is working. I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay. But what if it doesn't work? I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. But I can't fail at this. I accept I'm experiencing. You see, I didn't reconcile any of those thoughts. I just used the state of being and accepted it.
Right.
That's your job. And, back to when you said I'm analytical, you are not analytical.
Okay.
You are not your experience.
Okay.
You've chosen to experience being analytical, which is great. But here's the thing with analytics. Analytics are awesome. Powerful when you're trying to solve a problem external to you.
Right. We're not
they wreak havoc when you're trying to solve a problem you think you are. You are not a problem to be solved.
Right.
There is nothing to fix inside of you. You operate perfectly. You just didn't know how you operated. You didn't have the owner's manual. The owner, what you were told, They held the owner's manual back, and what you were told is everything external to you has the power. You don't.
Right.
It's the opposite. The only thing you're ever doing is choosing a state of being, whether you're doing it consciously or unconsciously. That's all you do. That's all we do. We're choosers all day long of our state of being.
Yeah.
Every moment. And then the state of being does everything else.
Right.
The state of being creates your feelings, your thoughts, your words, your actions. It's just like, you know, you've got to, we're a computer system, right?
Right.
And we're the ones, we got our computer and we want to see something on the screen, specifically see something on the screen. We've got to put the right program in.
Right.
So think of the computer and the screen as your life. You've been unconsciously putting in a program you don't want.
And I've been thinking about this, like, I know logically it all makes sense. And then there's that other side, you know, the sneaky one that
is no other side. There is. Here's the thing. I got to get you to own this. There are no sneaky sides. There are no sneaky thoughts. There are no triggers. That's all a state of being a limitation.
Okay.
So when you hear yourself say, you know, it all sounds good and I logic, you're in a state of being of resistance.
Gotcha.
Because you want it to work, but you keep talking about how it might not work.
Right.
To your resistance, to what you say you want. You want it to work.
Yeah.
So here's the challenge, Lisa, for a person who's chosen the analytical experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you've done. Tomorrow you could be non-analytical.
Yeah.
If you chose that. We have that freedom. But I'm not saying experiencing analytics isn't okay. What I'm saying is it doesn't do you any value to turn that thinking onto yourself.
Okay.
Thinking is not going to change anything for you. Your state of being is going to change it. So you have to commit to using your thoughts differently. Not using your thoughts to get a solution, using your thoughts as a reflection of your state of being so that you can accept your state of being. And even while you're accepting and the thought comes in, I still don't feel good. Am I doing this wrong? I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay.
Yeah.
But, I've been accepting for an hour. I still feel like crap. I accept I'm experiencing frustration right now. It's okay. When is this going to work? I accept I'm experiencing impatience right now. It's okay. But I don't feel it. I accept I'm experiencing confusion right now. It's okay. That's literally how you have to go through these conversations in your head.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
It doesn't matter if it makes sense. What's important is you just do it. Because the quote-unquote, the person that's experienced being the quote-unquote thinker will think their way out of doing it.
Right.
You've got to focus on doing.
And I have been doing it.
Not enough.
And again, when I'm doing it, there's that, you know, am I doing it right?
Yeah, which is right. Because why? What's creating that thought? What state of being creates the thought, am I doing it right?
Judgment.
Yes. That's all you accept. I'm telling you, you're doing it right. If you can sit there and identify a state of being in that moment that you're experiencing and say the words, I accept I'm experiencing blank right now, it's okay, and then immediately listen to the next state of being and accept that, you're doing it right.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you, you've been doing it right. The only time you don't do it right is when you stop doing it because you start believing your thinking.
Right.
Those are the
now,
moments.
Now,
for
somebody
you.
Like yourself, I know you're way ahead of this, is this something that you would practice every day, or is this something that comes naturally to you every day?
What state of being is creating that question for you?
Need.
Yep, accept it right now.
Okay.
Right now, out loud.
I accept that I'm experiencing need, and it's okay.
Right now. Don't forget right now.
Right now.
Very important.
Right now.
I accept I'm experiencing need right now. It's okay.
Okay.
You don't need an answer to that question.
Okay.
What you need to do is accept the need.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So when all these questions come up, accept that you're experiencing need.
Okay.
I'm here to tell you you're doing it right. You're not going to believe me because you're in a state of being in need. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
But the more you accept the need, you'll come to see and understand and know that you are doing it right.
Yeah.
I can't convince you of that in a state of being in need.
Right.
So for you, Lisa, it's really, really important that you remember what awareness is. You listen to your thoughts, listen to your feelings, and you use them to identify your state of being. If you don't hone in on that, you will unconsciously be choosing because you'll believe your thoughts.
Yeah, right.
Really, really important. So you have to commit to using your thoughts to identify your state of being. So when you do your 30 minutes,
yes,
make sure you set an alarm and you don't move until the alarm goes off. Yeah. And every time your mind wanders, which it will, you have to be aware and just bring it back. What's my state of being?
Yeah.
What's my state of being? So when a thought says to you, you're doing it wrong, what's my state of being? Judgment. I accept I'm experiencing judgment right now. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't do it right, it's not going to work. Fear. I accept I'm experiencing fear right now. It's okay. Those half-hour concentrated moments dedicated to just sitting, listening, identifying in a very patient, gentle way, right?
Right.
You're just listening and then identifying. And then accepting, and then listening again, and identifying. It's just a flow, right?
Yeah.
But every time your mind starts to wander, once you go 2-3 thoughts away from acceptance, you've got to pull yourself back.
Right.
All right?
No, it makes perfect sense.
Right. I know it makes sense. But I also know that when you say it makes perfect sense, you're in resistance. Because on the other side of that is the but.
Of course, yes.
I'm not get feeling it yet, but it's not working.
Yeah.
So just accept your experience and resistance.
Got it.
And on top of that 30 minutes, you've got to look at being in a library. Yes, obviously you're engaged in certain things, but you're probably predominantly not engaged with much unless you're reading, of course. And just because of the nature of the job is it's a quiet environment.
It is. Yeah. Sure.
People get what they need. They ask you questions. You do your input. So all that in between time of you actually doing something, you could be accepting your state of being. And
yeah,
it's a huge opportunity.
Yeah,
it's a huge opportunity. Your opportunity is to really pay attention to when your mind starts wandering, starts thinking. And then instead of don't stop the thinking, become aware. You should be aggressively aware all the time, but become aware and then just start accepting. And when your mind wanders again, as soon as you're aware, go back to acceptance. As soon as you're aware, go back to acceptance.
Okay.
Be aggressively aware of your state of being. Be aggressively aware, listening to your feelings and thoughts so that you can choose acceptance and create a new experience. That's the opportunity here. Week 4 is all about getting from that 15% to 60%.
Yeah.
Which means you have to commit to being a machine.
Yeah.
You
know,
I think
that was what I was doing. I was overthinking and saying, am I doing this right?
Yeah, of course.
Am I flashing a flashlight on something and that will make it worse?
Right, which is all thinking, which you could accept it through.
Which is all thinking, yeah.
Right. It's in the belief of the thought that you go unconscious.
Yeah.
As soon as you believe that first thought, you know, am I doing it right? If you believe that thought instead of accepting your state of being in that moment, now you're unconsciously choosing your state of being, which is going to be resistance.
I know Coach Mike talked about kind of clearing out some of this hard drive. Is that the process that we're doing here by doing our acceptance? Or
when you choose acceptance starts creating. Think of it as a program. You've been putting in resistance program. It creates resistance thoughts, feelings, words, actions, and reality. That's all that program can create. The more you choose acceptance starts creating your feelings, thoughts, words, actions, and reality. That's all you're doing. So he likes to consider it, you know, cleaning it out. I like to consider it installing something new.
Yeah.
Right.
So if you think you need to clear something out, you're in a state of being in need, just accept it.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yeah, it really does, yeah.
Yeah, so either way is fine, however, whatever yeah. metaphor works for you. But the bottom line is, if you feel you need to get rid of something, you're in a state of being of need.
Right.
Just accept it.
Yeah.
Don't reconcile it. Don't try to figure it out. Just accept it.
Yeah.
Accept that state of being of need.
You've
even
when it
weekend.
Doesn't feel good.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's the thing. Again, we are free to experience any state of being.
Right.
What's happened is, and think of yourself when you were a kid. You know, when you experienced anger, did you sit in anger for 5 days?
No.
No. You experienced it. That's interesting.
Moved
and
on.
Went on your way.
Yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
we were told by the people around us in cultures and societies that it's not okay to experience anger. For some people it is, but for women, certainly not. So it's not okay. So then what do you start doing? You start resisting the anger.
Yeah.
You start resisting the thing that was a non-issue before you started resisting it.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if it doesn't feel good because you're free to not feel good. And it's in that freedom, it's in that acceptance that you can feel something else.
Okay.
But if you resist not feeling good, you're stuck in it. Period.
Right.
The way it works.
Yeah. And I think that's what I
system.
Did this week.
Yeah. I think you did too.
Yeah.
And you got caught up in your thoughts about it instead
yes.
of accepting. Exactly.
Yes.
So you are in a great track, Lisa. You are perfectly where you're supposed to be in the program for week
okay.
four. You're testing out the acceptance. You're applying it. You're doing it. But now week four is all about doing it much more and much
yeah.
more consistently.
Okay.
And what's going to be your opportunity is to be aware, and when
mm-hmm.
that mind starts to reconcile things, just stop and accept.
Okay.
And that's just going to be a change for you. And
yeah.
it might be uncomfortable, but just accept the discomfort. Just accept
yeah.
everything that comes up with you just using your thoughts instead of believing your thoughts.
Right.
And you got this. You're doing a great job. Yep. And when you need to feel anything other than what you're experiencing, just accept the need.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it makes sense. And I think that this has helped me to kind of get back on the track that I was, you know, teetering at. I was doing it, but I'm not sure I was, and that's where the need comes in.
You got it. So really dig in this week. You know, we've called people acceptance machines,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
masters of acceptance. It's just, it's got to be more important than your thinking
yes.
or the contents of your thoughts. That's what's got to happen. Acceptance has got to become more important than the content of your thoughts.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. You've got this. Thank
All
you
right.
so much, Lisa.
I'll
You're
see
doing
you
a great
on the,
job.
I'll see you on the Q&A tonight.
Oh, excellent. And then also schedule with Mike next week.
You got it.
And any, you know, questions are fine. But before you ask a question, always
yeah.
check in with your state of being. If it's need, you don't need the answer.
Gotcha. And I think that's, yep.
Yeah. You'll create that's, another question.
That's exactly where I was. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like help me, you know. Yeah.
Yes.
Give me the answer.
Exactly. And you can't hear the answer. You can't
right.
in a state of being of need. So you will know the answer when you accept the need.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Makes sense.
All right. Great
All
job.
Right. All right.
Boxer, with any questions like you have been, please. You're doing a great job with that.
Okay, great. See you tonight.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Lisa.
Bye-bye.